We are going to be starting a brand new conversation with the Commander BSG featuring Colonel Andy Croy. And good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's always great to be back.
I think this is going to be our last interview together.
We were just talking about that. That is really bittersweet. I have really enjoyed working with you, and you and your team do such a wonderful job, you know, keeping the balanced community entertained, but more importantly, informed as well. And that's why I think this is such a wonderful venue to have these conversations and stay connected with the audience, because you've really created a platform that really helps our community be engaged and be informed and be entertained. And that is in no short effort by the things that you have done in your tenure here.
Oh, yeah. And it's weird. You know, I've been thinking about the future a lot. And, you know, especially with this cold air coming in and all of this, it feels like it's becoming winter out here. And I'm a little sad that I'm going to be missing some of those holiday things that come out here. December is just around the corner. You know, I know there's a lot in store for the final month of the year, and we've received many questions from our audience. I can already feel that Christmas spirit. It's building.
Yeah, I will tell you that it is always a magical time at SHAPE. There's always something going on, but I think there's something special about the holiday period, you know, November and December, and I think this year we're going to take it up to the next level. And so I think this will definitely be one of the more magical holiday periods. And while I can't promise that Santa will bring everyone the gifts that they deserve, what I can assure you is that BSG is involved in supporting and running many events and activities over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And I think I want to thank my whole team for envisioning some of these initiatives and the hard work that's going to go into it. And I know that the community will really enjoy the what we have in store for them.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite events, I think it's one of the biggest out here, is the tree lighting ceremony. And I've heard it's going to be a little bit special this year. Can you talk on that?
I think it's going to be very special. So I'm really thrilled to share the details about the tree lighting ceremony. So please mark your calendars. It's the 5th of December at 5 p.m. And so we will have some of the typical guests. I will be there. Sackier will speak. The mayor of Malmedy will be there. We'll also have festive music from the SHAPE International Band. The Canadian Children's Choir will be present. They're always a wonderful act. They do such a terrific job. And, you know, we'll again cherish the traditions that symbolize the strong bonds between our community and Malmedy. So we'll do the typical speeches and the countdown, and Sackier and the mayor will light the tree. But what's different this year is how we'll do the setup. And so what we're trying to do is keep some of the traditional elements of the tree lighting ceremony, but also add more of a Christmas market outdoor feel. And so what we're going to do is build some outdoor kiosks, just like you would see at a traditional Christmas market outside. We'll have commemorative mugs, and so you can use those to get Glühwein or hot chocolate for the children, and then that way we can congregate outside, enjoy the crisp cold air, and congregate. And then also we'll open up the silver spoon, so we can go in there, warm up a little bit, continue the festivities with some nice finger foods, and of course we'll have Santa Claus. So Santa Claus will be out. Instead of on the inside, we'll bring him to the outside. We'll have a special area for him to greet the children, and we'll also have special areas for pictures and some backgrounds, some commemorative backgrounds for those special pictures. And so we're really excited about all the changes that we're working on. Our team has worked very, very hard to try and pull this together. So please come on out there. It's going to be a wonderful time. Invite your friends and families. And yeah, I'm really excited to see how this this new program will work out.
Oh man, I'm going to have, you know, my team over here send me photos. I'm really sad I'm going to be missing that, because you paint such a beautiful picture. And those trees from Malmedy are just, gosh, they're so huge. I can't imagine the logistics of even getting that tree here. And then with everything else set up around it outside, that just sounds beautiful.
Well, so funny enough, my team and I were literally out in Malmedy yesterday traps in the forests of the Ardennes finding the Christmas tree.
Oh,
so we
nice.
Actually cut down, we have identified and cut down the Christmas tree yesterday. We
oh, wow.
put it onto the flatbed. It's now en route to shape and to get it in condition for the tree lighting ceremony. So yeah, we did that, and so we're really proud of the tree we picked out this year. It's not quite as big as last year's. I think we went too big, and so it's kind of difficult to transport, but I guarantee you it will be absolutely beautiful.
We've been talking about the tree lighting ceremony, which, you know, that's kind of got me feeling festive. So I want to hear about the Christmas markets. Do we have a bunch here on Shape going on?
I mean, it would not be Europe at Christmas time without Christmas markets. And so on Shape, we will have several Christmas markets. We've pushed out the dates, but to remind folks, the first one coming up is the Canadian Christmas market that starts on November the 16th. Then we'll have the British on the November the 24th, and then the Norwegian and German ones on November 30th. I would encourage everyone to check out Shape today and the BSG Facebook page for more details about all these events. They will be wonderful. They really bring their national traditions forward. And so if you think you've been to a Christmas market, that's great. But until you've been to a Norwegian one or a Canadian one, there's just different flavor, different experience. And that's what being at Shape's all about, is having those experiences. Moreover, we also have, the Shape Trips and Tours. They are offering several excursions to explore the nearby Christmas markets outside of Shape. So interested Shapeians should sign up at the Shape Trips and Tour office. That is, again, Building 505, just opposite of the Rationed Item Store, or the RIS. And a couple events that are planned are Aachen in Germany and Derby in Belgium. Those markets are 23 November. You have the Metz Christmas Market in France on the 30th. Going to the Hague Royal Christmas Fair in the Netherlands on 7 December. The Trier Christmas Market in Germany on 14 December. And then, of course, you have to go to Bruges and Ghent here in Belgium for their Christmas markets on 21 December. So our trips and tours, folks, make it super easy. Go see them, and they will take, from Shape to the location, provide you a fantastic itinerary and bring you back. And so there are no shortage of Christmas markets. In fact, I would encourage you to do them all.
Oh, yeah. See, our DJs actually did some of those Christmas market trips with them last year, and they loved it. It seems really, really convenient. You know, you don't have to look for parking. You just get dropped off. You go do your thing.
That is actually my favorite part, is not having to find parking, right? And so, yeah, go with, your friends and your families, hop on a bus and let them worry about the logistics, and you go have fun, have a little extra Glühwein because somebody else will drive you home.
Exactly.
And it's a wonderful time. Our trips and tours team do a wonderful job, not just on this, but across all the events that they plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great team.
And I'm very excited about those Christmas markets on base as well. I go to those every single year, and yeah, each has its own flavor. I'm really excited that some of the ones that I'm looking forward to the most are actually going to be happening right before I leave. I got to get my, Norwegian sweater and my moose milk, all that stuff.
Got to have moose milk. It would not be the holidays without moose milk.
Oh, true. You know, I love getting to know what is so special to each of these nations and how they celebrate around this time of year. It's just one of those really nice parts of being in a NATO organization, is you get to learn so much about all these different countries in such a positive way, too.
Absolutely. I would argue that it's not replicated anywhere else in the world. If mm-hmm. you were stationed in a NATO installation, say in Germany or Italy, you wouldn't have the variety that you're exposed to here. And not only the variety, but the high quality. The nations really put on top-notch events.
Mm-hmm. And, talking about events, I know there's one that you enjoyed last year, was that house decorating contest. Do we have that coming up again?
Oh, absolutely. Now that Shape Village is about 75-80% complete with all the new homes, it looks wonderful. I think now is a great opportunity to decorate and have the community join the festive spirit. And so just like we did last year, we're going to have a contest on Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. So anyone can do it. Put up your lights, put up your reindeer and your Santa Claus or whatever it is that that you prefer. And let's get the whole community involved and raise that festive spirit. And to make it a little extra competitive, we'll do a competition. So all residents are invited to participate. We'll put out the all user message here soon so you know the details. But we'll do the evaluation in the beginning of December. And then in January, we will notify the winners. And then we'll hold a ceremony hosted by me on 14 January last year. We had a ton of winners and some really phenomenal prizes. I was jealous. I should have decorated my office to see if I can't be a part of the competition because the prizes were amazing. Our community really provides some great prizes. So yeah, bring up the festive feeling in the community and let's win some prizes.
Absolutely. I'm always a big advocator for dressing up your houses and making them beautiful for the season. I love going out and seeing the lights. So I've had a lot of fun talking the holiday season, but we're going to swap gears as we've got some questions from our audience for you, particularly one regarding the imminent pool closure. Why will it not be possible to postpone that?
That is a great question. When I was anticipating, I know it's been getting a lot of attention, and so what I think I'll do is I'll approach this in two different ways. First, let me provide an update, and then the second piece is just background for the community. So the update is we will need to close the pool down for the replacement, not a repair, but the replacement of the entire air handling unit. This is critical for the safe operation of the pool, and so what we had envisioned was January through March. The community has come up and expressed their concerns about especially how it affects the shape seals and approaching the championships. And so we really reevaluate that decision based on the community feedback. And so I'm pleased to announce, and this is on Facebook as well, that we have indeed postponed the closure from April through June inclusive. So beginning of April-ish until probably at the end of June, we'll have that closed. And that will give the community more time to access the pool, and especially for the shaped seals to prepare for the championships. Go shaped seals. We're betting on you. I know you'll do a wonderful job. And I know how important it is to the community. So a little bit of background. Like we talked about, this is a safety issue. And I will tell you that the decisions that BSG make are very, very deliberate. I have many folks who work in the ISS and across the base that have lived on shape their entire lives. They are intrinsic members of the community, and they care just as much as you as far as trying to make sure everything's the best way possible and operating the way possible. And so we don't make these decisions lightly. Now, for this one in particular, I would just say that these are challenging decisions, and you have to align four key kind of factors when you consider what to do. One is the money available? Money's not always available, and so you have to figure out when can you actually get the money to do such a big project. Two, are the special contractors who can do this specific job, are they available at the same time that you have money? The third thing is, what are the conditions in the community that make it the right time? And the last piece is risk. How can you mitigate the risk in case something happens while you're waiting for it to get repaired? Our team has done a phenomenal job going back to the vendors, going back to NATO to figure out the money piece. And we've talked to the community, so we found a way to postpone it that's best for everybody. What I cannot do and I cannot guarantee is that we've mitigated the risk. The air handling unit is really on its last leg. And so if it were to go down, say, tomorrow, now that we've shifted the replacement, I would not be able to get it back online until probably June, okay? Mm-hmm. But we do have a phenomenal ISS team that will continue to monitor it regularly and make sure that we can repair everything that we can repair and keep it going. So I just need everybody to keep their fingers crossed that it gets us that far. And I think we have the right folks to make that happen. So I think we found a solution, and I want to thank everyone in the community that came up and provided their feedback. We do listen. We do hear you. We have many forums to solicit that feedback, and we're here, of course, to make everyone's lives the best possible here on Shape. And so I hope that's welcome news that it has been postponed. Again, we'll start the work in April, and we'll close in until June. And yeah. And everybody will be able to get in there, especially if those New Year's resolutions were coming up, right? Yeah. And you want to do more pull work, we'll be able to help you out as well. But we just need to also be clear-eyed as far as the risk. And so some patience if it does go down, depending on the repairs required, we'll work through that as it comes up. But we did hear you, and we're happy to announce that we have postponed the closure.
Mm-hmm. And if you are interested in sending questions to the BSG, we do this conversation once a month, and you can send those questions via their Facebook. And if you have not checked out their Facebook, it is absolutely awesome. Keeps you up to date on everything that's going on in Shape, and then also visiting shapetoday.com. And we are going to be talking about a very important topic for this time of year up next. So stick around to hear more. During that song break, we were talking about that big snowstorm that happened last year. I ended up walking here in the snow, and somehow I still have no idea how you made it here for your interview. But that was kind of rough. First time I saw snow here in 3 years.
It was quite unusual, and whether you called it Snowmageddon or the snowpocalypse, it definitely challenged the entire installation as far as how do we operate during inclement weather. Mm-hmm. And because, like you said, we don't get weather like that very often. Mm-hmm. But when it does happen, it has an outsized impact on how people come to the base, how people go to work, and try to figure out what is closed and what is open. One of the unique parts about Shape is it consists of so many distinct elements. For example, people are curious about, is Shape open? But also, what about the school? What about the Shape healthcare facility? What about some of these other things that operate somewhat independently? And so what we want to do is be better communicators as far as the operating status. And so I will always, always encourage you, and I appreciate the plugs about Shape Today. When you go on Shape Today and scroll down, maybe a quarter of the way, you'll see the base operating status, and that has everything from the gate status, the bus schedules, is a school open, is a healthcare facility open. We will consolidate all that information and push that out. And we'll also push that out on social media so you understand what's open, what's closed, and what are the impacts. And so that's one of the things that we'll do for you. But instead of calling people and asking folks on Facebook, I promise you, if you go to Shape Today, we maintain it 24 hours a day, and we will dynamically update it with the latest information. So if a bus can't run and it closes the school, I promise you, you can see it on Shape Today, and that's your first point of entry. I also want to talk about when we talk about road status, because that also will be captured on the Shape operating status. So green, like we have today, everyone's free to come on base. The roads are great. Amber is we're still open. We still have the roads. We've used our ISS professionals to clear the roads, salt the roads, and you're free to come on. We don't expect any delays. Now, where it gets a little more tricky when we get to red. And red is really where we'll start closing some non-essential activities. This is probably like your morale and welfare activities, and then it's deferred to branch heads at the grade of 04 and above to authorize who can come in and who cannot. And then we also have impacts if the children can't come to school, that may have effects on the school operating, that may have effects on other offices, maybe the healthcare facility don't have enough employees, because these cascading effects that occur. And that's when we start seeing in red. And then if you get to black, just enjoy the snow day at home, pour yourself some hot chocolate, spend some time with the family, because we're not allowing anybody on base because it's just too dangerous. Mm-hmm. But again, there's a lot of disparate elements here on Shape, but the one place you can always go to understand what's running, what's not, and what's the impact, Shape Today, under the operating status of Shape, you can never go wrong.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's the site I was using last year during the snowstorm. It was very well updated. Everything was clear. And yeah, you just knew exactly what was going on. So if we do end up getting snow for more than an hour, because 2 years ago it snowed here for just an hour and that was it.
Uh-huh.
But if we get another year like last year, I agree. That site is wonderful and such a great resource to have. I learned something new today, actually. I knew that, like, when our building, you know, at one point our locks weren't working. They're working now. But I was able to get some extra patrols out here because I notified, you know, security that we were going to be open. Can you do that for your home as well if you know you're going to be gone for the holidays?
Absolutely. And in fact, I would encourage that. And I'll take a step further. It does not matter if you live on shape or you live off of shape. Our SES and the International Military Police, we have a program where we work with the shape federal police to provide a service for just that purpose. And so we're approaching the holiday season. Many people will travel home. We want you to go when you travel to be relaxed, not worry about what's happening back at your house. And so the program is just go to the SES office in building 102 and then ask for patrol.
Patrol.
Okay. Yeah. And so what will happen is if you're on base, we will provide periodic patrols. Just make sure that your vacant house is still in good condition and people see that you do have a police presence. And then same thing on off post. The state federal police will add you to the list and they too will make sure they do periodic checks of your home. And that way that you feel safer. And, you know, we also demonstrate to the community that we are looking out for our own, and these places do have constant surveillance and protection. And you can help that by just notifying the SES that you will be gone, you would like this service. It's just a single document and a ton of peace of mind. And so we're happy to do it for the community, both us and the state federal police. And so, yeah, I would encourage folks, if that is a concern at all on your mind, please come down, see us at the SES office in building 102, and we'll be happy to set that up for you.
Man, that is so helpful. I wish I'd known that before, because there were times where I felt a little uncomfortable with, you know, having both cars gone in my driveway.
Exactly.
I live in a really safe neighborhood, but still, you know, there's always that something in the back of your head going, people are used to my cars being there, and now they're gone.
I mean, we've all seen Home Alone. You know, mm-hmm. these things happen. And so hopefully your child's not left unattended inside the house, but there are markers to indicate to criminals that your home is vacant mm-hmm. for a protracted period of time. And that's why this is a great free service to take care of our community.
Mm, see, that is wonderful. And yeah, thank you so much for all of, you know, your insights and your practical tips. And I'm sure listeners feel more prepared and informed heading into this holiday season, both to enjoy the festivities and, of course, to stay safe.
I hope so. And then just in closing, because this is our last time together, I just want to express my personal thanks for all that you've done for our community. Beyond just your role in this capacity, I see you across the community helping out in many different capacities. And you've just been a terrific partner. And what I would like to do at this moment is provide you a BSG Commander's coin to commemorate your time here on SHAPE. And I hopefully you place this in a place of prominence in your next assignment, I think in Maryland, to remember us and the community that you have done so much to support.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
I love this because everything that's on this coin, really, it's symbols of SHAPE. And this place is so wonderful, just as you love this community. I think there's just so much here to be grateful for. It's such a unique assignment, and I've loved every minute here. So, and I'm glad that we also have people here like you who are so proud of this community and working to make it better.